High-frequency data present a similarly muddled picture. Global mobility measures are still edging up, according to a recent report by JP Morgan Chase, a bank, suggesting continued growth in GDP. Yet Britain, the first big rich country to be hit hard by the Delta variant, is telling a different story. Our economic activity index for the country, using Google data on visits to workplaces, transit stations and sites of retail and recreation, has dropped by about 5% since peaking in June. And there is little sign of greater mobility from July the 19th onwards, when England lifted all domestic COVID-19 restrictions. The British story seems likely to set a trend to a degree. In America, surveys suggest that the uptick in coronavirus infections linked to the Delta variant has been accompanied by a pickup in people's reported fear of the virus. The hardest sort of data, releases from official statistical agencies, do not yet reflect the impact of rising COVID-19 infections. But they also give contradictory signals. Measures of economic surprise in activity indicators, that is, a comparison of the published numbers with economists' forecasts, still look fairly positive, especially in Europe. House building in America is proving more vigorous than almost anyone expected. Britain's government is borrowing less than economic forecasters thought it would, a sign of a decent recovery in tax receipts. But there have also been disappointments. In America, for instance, the University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment declined in July against expectations of an increase. Owing in part to the movements in activity indicators, economists' revisions to their expectations of GDP growth, our fourth measure, also send mixed messages. Analysts at JP Morgan reckon that American output will rise at an annual rate of 4.3% in July, which is lower than what they had forecast a week ago, yet represents an acceleration compared with the month of June. Economists at Goldman Sachs, another bank, see downside risks to the global economy, but still expect a robust recovery in 2021. Bring all this together and the picture is one of increasing uncertainty about whether or not the global economic recovery carries on at a rapid clip. In the rich world, consumers are still sitting on piles of hoarded savings and workers are in high demand. Yet the biggest rebound in activity, flattered by a favorable comparison with last year's lockdown-induced debts and, in America, generous stimulus checks, has passed. In its place are niggling doubts about whether the recovery can be sustained. Government's emergency stimulus programs are coming to an end. There are growing fears that as the Delta variant of the coronavirus spreads, the resurgence in cases could impinge on economic growth, especially in places with large unvaccinated populations.